Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Job, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Singer Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is, In This I Will Be Confident. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. And I welcome you back, all the listeners, to this segment of this Blog Talk Radio, The Christian Apologetic. As we have heard, the topic for today is, In This I Will Be Confident. In this I will be confident. There are many questions that we just arise or develop in the heart of the listener. In what? And what is confidence? The real topic is taken from the book of Psalm 27, from verse 1 to 3. But before I proceed, I pray that Almighty God, the Holy Spirit, will give us the revelation of his word, especially in a time like this that we are in this world today. Listening to this oracle, titled, Seeing Only One Side. Seeing only one side. Then I will paraphrase the oracle. Directors of dramatic films often use a camera sequence that heightens the tension in a scene. Two enemies will be within feet of each other on opposite sides of a wall or on parallel streets without knowing it. An area shot or split screen gives us, the viewers, the advantage of seeing both parties, but the actors are portraying extreme tension, not knowing where the other person is. That tension is what we feel sometimes when we can only see our side of the split screen without seeing our side. We are in a situation of some sort, trouble or danger is approaching, and we cry out to God for his help and intervention. And either we don't hear immediately from God, or we get an answer that is not what we wanted or expected. The problem is, we can only see our part of the drama. God is above it all and sees what we cannot. For example, in the book of Exodus chapter 13, we remember how God rerouted the journey of the Israelites by rerouting direct their journey towards the Red Sea. By prolong, it looked like it delayed their reaching the promised land. Or I want us to remember in the book of Daniel chapter 10 from verse 1 to 14, the time the answer to Daniel's prayer when was delayed for 3 weeks. To us, it might not make sense. But to God Almighty, in whom we put our trust in, both delays were for good reason. Now, go to this topic of today's broadcast. In this, I will be confident. In the book of Psalm 27, from verse 1 to 3, in which the topic was taken, let me quickly read from verse 1 to 3. I'm reading from New King James Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Army may encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. When we appeal to reason and logic, time like this, an event, does not make sense. But like I said, most of Christian warfare, even the world warfare, is emanated from the realm of spirit, which I call the spirit realm. The most saddening thing is that devil has deceived even most professing Christian to do not believe in existence of devil or Satan. In an article that I read, in a research conducted among the professing Christian in 2011, it was discovered that about 60% of professing Christians do not believe in existence of devil. And about 30% believe devil is existing, but they don't know how to relate their personal struggle to the layered reality of spiritual warfare. They don't believe that their problem has nothing to do, has anything to do with the spiritual warfare orchestrating by the Satan and his agent. But the irony of this argument is that myths that people believe to be a fantasy of dream is part of reality. And because man does not believe in spiritual warfare, does not necessarily mean that it does not exist. I believe to me that this is a deception of devil. And he likes people to just believe that he does not exist so that he can plague humanity. In this topic of today's broadcast that we just heard, in this, I will be confident. David, the writer of this psalm, stressed out something that by logic will make somebody carnally to be fearful. But he expressed it just like I just read, the oracle that I just read about sin only one side. In verse 1, he said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What is light? And why do we need to be saved? In the first book and first chapter of the Bible, we read the story of the beginning. And verse 3 in Genesis 1 said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Before God commanded exposure of light, there was darkness. Before a man can need a rescuer, you have to be in danger. And as for many that said there is no devil does not exist in, you find out that even in their innate parts of the mind, they still have struggle between the realm of unknown and what they even thinking they are seeing. The Lord. You have to understand the concept of the Lord. When we say the Lord, in the modern world, which is a language that is not common, the Lord means, even when we bring it into the level of the creator, the Lord might be the owner, the one that has absolute control and ownership of whatever that is existing. When David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, and he said, the Lord is the strength of my life. That is to say, he realized that even this life has no power of its own by itself. I wonder why people always disagree with the existence of God or devil, but agree on the expertise opinion. When man, or the opinion, or the mind of man just say that the distance between this galaxy to this galaxy is this trillion light years. Man like to believe that and to even believe that they have struggle in their life, which even during their dream, they cannot connect the reality of what is going on to the power that is greater than them, but rather they give in to the illusion of opinion. That first one that I just read, now we make us to understand why David has clear that God or the Lord is his light and salvation and the strength of his life. Because number one, powerful weapons of Satan and his army is fear or being afraid. We all hear about what is going on in the whole world today. Unrest, terrorism, war. But the irony of all these things is that man thinking we are in control, but we are not. David said, when the wicked came against him, against me, to eat up my flesh, then he identified those wicked people he's talking about. He said, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. This kind of statement might look like a paranoia statement. But I want to assure us that working with God, we have to bypass our reason. And we have to bypass our intellect, emotion. It is by faith. Faith in God. The Bible said, the battle was not decided by the mighty. That is when you read the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, 11. David believed that since God, he has made God to be his light, even when the enemy comes, then I look stronger than him. Even he might not know what to do, but based on the word of God and what he knew about him, that is God, he knew that this enemy was bound to fail. In fact, he keep on saying, he said, though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though a war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. You know, I read a story of a man. His name is Charles. He is an author. And he says something about what it means to stand strong ground in the face of confrontation, in the face of battle with Satan. Paraphrase the story. Mr. Clotilde is a naturalist. In his journal, he wrote something in his encounter with a mountain lion in the wilderness of Arizona. Charles, wanted to take his quench of water, by water, in the forest, in this reserve in the Arizona. He said when he goes to this jungle, he saw a mountain lion drinking water from the pond and the mountain lion seems like it's going away. Then Charles moves closer to the pond too to begin to write into his journal in Explorer. But as he was about to bend, he sighted two eyes coming towards the light to him. And as he saw these two pairs of eyes, he saw the mountain lion coming. Charles know that mountain lions are known to take down animals 6-7 times their size down. Their method of attack is attack from behind, clamps on the spine at the base of the prey skull and snap the spine. The top few vertebrae are the target, which also respiratory and motor skills that cease instantly when the cord is cut. mountain lions have stalked people for miles. Child, he knew what and what not to do. In his book, he wrote, as the mountain lion is coming towards him, he knew he must not run. He drew out his knife on his right hand. Star directly to the eyes of mountain lion, which is about 30 feet to him, because he knows that he will run. In certain, the mountain lion will be all over him. And if he gives it his back, he will just briefly feel his weight on him against the ground. Therefore, his defense weapon is to keep star looking directly to the face of mountain lion with his knife on his right hand and make sure that he's not afraid of this mountain lion. He said, the lion moved to his left. He too moved to his left. Keep on star at him. Moving to the right, the same thing. Moving close, but this man stand his ground. He make sure it's not intimidating to the provocation of the mountain lion to make him run. At the end, he said, at about 10 feet away, after a lot of provocation, try to intimidate the man who knows what to do and what not to do in a time of danger. And the only defense that this man has is just looking straight to this mountain lion. He said, when the mountain lion knows that, he Charles will not be intimidated. In about 10 feet away, finally, the stand off ends. The lion turns and walk away. Defeated by man, who knew what and what not to do in his presence. In this, I will be confident. In the book of Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear. So in this psalm too, I'm encouraging the listener to know that because we do not see the other side, but we feel the worry. But in as long as we have the confidence in God, in His truth, our trust in His word, that is sufficient for us. Just like I read in the director of these films, when we look into the movies, you will see sometimes as a viewer, you can see the enemy boat on the other side. But to those actors in the TV, you can see the tension in both the eyes of both enemies, because it is proclaimed that they cannot see each other, but they want to defeat each other. But to the viewers that were looking, you can see the enemy both on one side and the other side. So in the same way, in as much as we have made the law to be our light and salvation, because I guarantee us, man cannot give us peace. Every attempt of humanity, no matter what kind of system of government you can think of from the beginning of the man, creation, and the fall, no one was able to bring peace. Pharaoh tried. Even David and the man after God's own heart, Solomon, Hezekiah, even to the present day, the monarchy system of government, totalitarian, communism, democracy, all is illusion. Anything man does without God is bound and is doomed. The only one that we can rely on is the word of God. But we have to discover the truth about it. Not what we are going through that is matter. But the word concerning our life, that the Lord, inasmuch as we are professing Him to be our Lord and Savior, but I don't want us to be like it does a modern theologians, always thinking that God is not in existence, or thinking that the only answer to their problem is what the expert says. If that should be the case, then the experts will supposed not to be in trouble. We have seen power come from power gone. But the word of God is abided forever. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Inasmuch as we can bring our fear into control by the power and the anointing of the Almighty, anointing that break the yoke, cry out to God in the name of Jesus Christ to increase our faith. For Jesus said in the book of John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in this verse he said, the Lord is strength of my life. He even said, my peace I give it to you, not as the world is given. So therefore we have to know that even when we when things look like we don't see the other side of our life, the only thing we can see is the tension. The only thing we can see is the problem. The only thing we can see is worry, anxiety. We have nothing to fear, for the Lord is in control, and in His word is our hope that giveth us life. Thank you for listening. And the Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on Sunday, September 28, 2014, on which the topic will be The Illusion of Familiarity at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in and may God bless you. Thank you.